And I promised you we would go live to our reporter, Lizelle Persons, who actually was in court today as the murder case of Uyinene Mqwetyana was transferred from the Wynberg Magistrates Court to the Western Cape High Court for prosecution. And that trial is going to kick off in just a short while, in fact, in just a few days, I should say. Let's get all the details from Lizelle, who was in court a short while ago. Lizelle, I'm going to ask you, please, to start by just setting the scene for us, please. I believe there was some emotional moments in court as this man accused of Uyinene's murder, Luyanda Buerta, entered the courtroom this afternoon.
Certainly. The tension was felt as everyone sat in the courtroom awaiting this man's appearance. And it's understood, we know that the immediate family will only be at the Western Cape High Court once the matter is heard over there. However, it's understood that some family members were, in fact, present in the packed courtroom. People gasped and shouted at him as he entered the courtroom. So when I looked at one of the relatives seated in front, one of Uyinene's relatives, I could see the emotion. This person was obviously teary-eyed, and people shouted murderer at him as he made his way to the dock. People also shouted at him to show his face because he tried to hide his face as he entered.
So did he eventually end up applying for bail or not, Lizelle?
No. Initially, the NPA said if he were to have applied for bail, this is a move they will definitely oppose, but he reiterated again today that he will not be applying for bail.
Tell me this, is the investigation complete?
The investigation, yes, it's definitely complete. The head of the NPA in the Western Cape, Rodney de Kock, confirmed that the investigation was complete. This also led to media being able to name the man and to publish his picture. Cameras were allowed in the courtroom as a result of the investigation being complete. In fact, the document, Rodney de Kock confirmed that the documents relevant to the case had been handed to Luyanda Buerta's legal representative. And this investigation has resulted, in fact, in a fourth charge being added. So this is new information we heard today. This now means that Luyanda Buerta not only faces one count of rape, he now faces two counts of rape, murder, in addition to defeating the ends of justice.
So, when does the case actually resume then in the Western Cape High Court, Lizelle?
So EWN will be back at Wynberg Magistrates Court on Thursday, so that's later this week, as the case has been postponed to the 7th of November. On Thursday, the accused will then receive the indictment and other relevant court documents to effect the transfer to the Western Cape High Court, scheduled for the 15th of November, so that's next week Friday.
Thank you so much for that. Lizelle Persons, our EWN reporter, live to us there from the Western Cape. She was in the Magistrates Court earlier today in Wynberg as that case moved swiftly along.